Was there one incident that you can pinpoint that made you feel like you need to get involved in this?
I realized in my fairly small high school that more and more girls were getting pregnant and disappearing, being forced to go to the school for pregnant girls that Lubbock has. And so I started to look at the sex education, and I realized that the only sex education we had was a pastor who came and said, don't have sex, you're a bad person, you'll go to hell, condoms don't work, things like that. And so I started looking on the internet and realized that there was a better alternative in comprehensive sex education. So after I did research on that, the Youth Commission chose that for our issue, and we started working on trying to change the curriculum in Lubbock.
Obviously, the film chronicles your involvement with the Youth Commission quite a bit, and up until right before college, and you resigned from the group. I have to ask, if you look back on that experience now, do you see that with that and being made into film, has that raised some eyebrows and made some more people aware of what's going on there?
Well, the film is actually yet to screen in Lubbock. June 7th will be the first public screening in Lubbock, and I'm really excited and very nervous about how the reaction will be. However, there has been some press here, and there's also been a recent incident where a 14-year-old girl contracted HIV and passed it on to several of her partners in the Lubbock Independent School District. So there's definitely more dialogue on sex education as people begin to realize that this is a big issue.
I've forgotten. Where are you in school now?
I'm at the University of Texas at Austin.
Okay. And are you still championing this cause still now as a college student?
Yes. I went and testified at the Capitol when they were choosing new health textbooks for Texas, which is really important because a lot of publishers don't want to print other books, so they use those that they print in Texas because it's one of the largest book buyers. So our conservative propaganda on sex education gets passed on to the entire nation. So I went and testified to try to get more comprehensive material included in the books. Unfortunately, it was not. I've also joined a group, and we recently started a safe sex fest. We went out on the West Mall, handed out condoms, had condom races, telling people about contraception and emergency contraception and things like that. And I've also been writing for a lot of magazines talking about sex ed and traveling with the film, with the teaching component of the film, and trying to get more people involved.
So are you pretty happy with what's being done on campus to promote this?
Well, my campus is in Austin, Texas, which is the liberal oasis of Texas. It's a very wonderful place. I'm glad to not be the only Democrat in a town anymore. And so what's being done on campus is very good. They have a very good peer health educator program. And so kids on the UT campus really know what they're talking about when they talk about sex.
Let's back up a bit, talk about the film and how the producers caught word of your efforts and how you became the subject of a movie.
They had done another film called Live Free or Die, and that had a sex education component in it. They decided that they wanted to follow that, and so they got money to tell that story. They looked around for about a year and found a lot of communities, made some site visits, but they never found one story that they thought was really strong. And the guy that was in charge of the Lubbock Youth Commission, named Cowboy Fred Ortiz, heard about their film project, called them up, and said, I have 25 kids here in the Bible Belt fighting for sex education. You need to come on down. And they really thought it was an offer that they couldn't refuse, so they made the long trip to Lubbock from New York City and started following the Youth Commission. And the film was initially supposed to be about the entire Youth Commission fighting for sex ed, but once they realized that I was changing and it was going to become a coming-of-age story, they decided to follow me, and that's how I became the title character.
What about the efforts outside of Texas when you followed following the film and maybe just a national perspective on trying to bring about change as far as sex education goes? Do you think that it's made some waves there?
Well, there's more money this year, federal funding for abstinence only, than there ever has been before, $200 million, almost $1 billion over the next 5 years. So I think that overall there is more abstinence only. However, there are a lot of good tries going on in Montgomery County in Maryland right now. They have a very good comprehensive sex education program that is having to fight through the courts to get put into schools, and it's one of the best sex education programs that I've ever seen. So I think that there are a lot of fights going on. There's a lot of awareness, but I think it's still an uphill battle.
And what has the film done, I guess, for you personally? I mean, is there somewhat, do people approach you now that have seen it, start conversations about some of the things you're passionate about?
People come up to me all the time and tell me that they've seen the film and that it's inspired them to be active either in sex education or in another cause that they've been involved in the past. I think the most important venue is for teens who realize that they're voices really can make a difference, and I really enjoy speaking at teen conferences and stuff, and I've gotten to go all over the nation and talk to so many people, and I'm really proud to be the face of this issue in this film.
What are some of the, maybe the key issues they bring up to you, or some of the stories that you get maybe when you're approached by a 15-year-old or someone who's confused about sex education at that age?
A lot of kids don't realize that they're supposed to be getting more than they are. They said, you know, well, I've heard that condoms don't work, or, you know, can you get an STD by shaking hands with someone, things like that. There's a lot of misinformation, and they don't realize that they could be getting more. They don't even understand that there's a comprehensive program. And when they see the film, a lot of teens are encouraged to go to their school board, go to their parents, and say, look, this is what we need, and what do I need to do that?
And I have to ask you, too, about kind of the way that your efforts, the direction they went. I think it was interesting the direction that things went during the documentary when you became very passionate about gay rights. Are you still involved with that on your campus?
Yes. We have, one of the groups I'm in is involved with the Gay Straight Alliance, and right now is trying to lobby to stop some terrible legislation in Texas, which will make it to where foster parents, kids cannot have gay foster parents, and any kids that are in a home with gay foster parents will be taken out. So that's one of our issues that we've been working on lately, is trying to say that that law would be very detrimental to children, and that gay parents are wonderful and loving parents and are better than no parents at all. So yeah, I've definitely been working on that. And in the film, when I started working with it, I just realized that it was such a parallel issue, that these kids were fighting for a public issue in a very personal way, like I had been, and I knew that sex education and gay rights were connected, as they unfortunately ended up being when they ruled that the Gay Straight Alliance could not meet just because of the abstinence-only policy.
Have you mentioned that, you know, you've spoken to legislators in Texas?
Yes.
And you have some on your side now that are kind of keeping track on what you do?
There are often legislators that are Democrats, of course, and they're supportive, but then most of Texas is a Republican state, so it's very difficult to get any progressive legislation passed here.
And how's the relationship, I have to ask, with your parents? I mean, with some of the things that that you oppose, that they don't agree on, but they supported you on nonetheless.
Well, my parents always supported sex education. They always knew that that was an issue that needed to be fought for. My parents have definitely become more accepting of gay rights. I think that they now understand why I got involved with that cause, because the gay people are people that don't deserve to be discriminated against. And when we do have political differences, like my mom is in her room watching Fox News right now, and I was watching CNN in here, we just sort of skirt around our political differences and have good family conversation and try not to get into too big of a political debate.
As far as just the issue of sex and now being on a college campus, I'm curious about conversations maybe with friends and how you stress to them the importance, why it's so important to you than to have made this pledge to your parents, and, you know, not to engage in intercourse until you're married.
Oh, well, see, in college, everyone knows that I get condoms from the student health center, and everyone knows that if they're too scared to go get condoms, then they can come to my room, and I have a lot of condoms available. I think that the abstinence-only pledge, when used without a comprehensive sex education program, is a scare tactic used to make kids think that they're bad people if they have sex. 88% of kids who take those pledges break them before they get married, and when they do break them, they're less likely than other teens to use contraception. So I do not think that those pledges are safe without a comprehensive program to support them.
Have you mentioned Maryland. Have you gotten to look at some other states and their efforts? What they're trying to do, or maybe not, are there efforts to ignore an issue that you feel should be brought about in high schools?
Alabama recently decided that abstinence only was getting more support than ever, and have used some really strange statistics from the Heritage Foundation to support their abstinence only program. California, on the other hand, is the only state in the union that does not take the federal funding for abstinence only. So they do have a better sex education program there. There's also some schools in San Antonio, Texas, that have had a better sex education program because they're private schools. And although that's not public, that is a start to getting it out there and saying that comprehensive sex education is working.
All right. Lastly, just anything that what's planned next for you? As far as you said, the screening is coming up in a few weeks down there, right? Anything else on the horizon for you as far as just trying to, you know, spread a message about comprehensive sex education?
Well, after the film airs on June 21st on PBS, I will hopefully be traveling with the film, doing the outreach component, and I will always keep this in my platform. I want to go into politics, and sex education will always be in my platform of things to work on.
What's the what's the ultimate goal as far as office holder for you?
In the movie, it says I would like to be president,
yeah.
And I would, and I'm not shy about saying that. However, at first I need to graduate from college and go to law school and things like that. So I want to run for a local office at first.